And now to a warning to Australians looking to make easy money from short-term rentals. Far from making money, one group of property owners has told the world today that its experiences with a failed property management startup has cost them dearly. Alex Tai has this report.
Mary, not her real name, had what many would describe as a dream property.
I have a property in Bondi that was finished a rebuild and I was going to sell on.
She could have recouped a big profit, but then an acquaintance told her about a property management company called And Chill.
And they promised me rental returns that were pretty hard to ignore. So I went ahead and rented it.
An independent company, And Chill utilised the online platform Airbnb. And Chill promised customers it would furnish their apartments, book reliable guests, organise cleaning, as well as maintain a 5-star Airbnb rating. Mary says that at first the money was good. The problems started when she says And Chill stopped properly checking guests.
Oh, look, there was one girl booked the place with her small child and a friend. The next thing, we had like 20 people in there. And Chill said that they'd take care of it, but it was always me down there at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, trying to call the police and placate the neighbours.
Then the company started booking in guests to Mary's property and not telling her.
And they would tell me there was nobody there, and I would go there and there were tenants in there. So, yeah, they were definitely putting people in and not telling me.
Over the last 2 weeks, The World Today has spoken to many former customers of And Chill, and the stories are remarkably similar. So who are And Chill? The company was started in 2017 by a man named Callum Forbes.
I'm co-founder of And Chill.
Forbes has been in the public eye before. In 2013, he ran in a student election at Sydney University, but he breached the spending cap for election materials. He then admits that he digitally altered the receipts to bring himself under the cap.
Could you describe in your own words?
This is audio from an interview the student newspaper did with Mr. Forbes the year afterwards.
I misrepresented the figures, or the figures from the invoices of some printing that was completed.
A few years after that interview, Callum Forbes began his career in online property management, starting up And Chill in 2017. But in late June of this year, the company went into administration, with creditors owed $3.6 million. The administrators will also refer And Chill to the corporate watchdog, ASIC. Officials in New South Wales and Queensland have also been appointed to help government fair trade departments determine what further action to take, regulatory, civil or criminal.
Yes, And Chill.
Adrian Kelly is the president of the Real Estate Institute of Australia.
Well, real estate agencies are very highly regulated, but unfortunately you get a high-profile case like the And Chill one and everybody raises an eyebrow, not surprisingly, because there's a fair amount of money involved, and it might appear that in this case those arrangements haven't been followed.
Callum Forbes, the director of And Chill, did not respond to repeated calls and texts from The World Today. Airbnb said it had no affiliation with And Chill. Mary, the former customer from Bondi, estimates that she lost around $100,000 because of And Chill. But for her and other victims, the impact was not only financial.
It's never just, oh, you've lost some money. It's the whole impact of that down the track, yeah.
Anything that you want to say to the directors of And Chill?
Oh, again, I think you'd have to edit it. You'd have to take it out. Just that I really hope that ASIC really goes to town on them.
A former And Chill customer, ending that report by Alex Tai.